This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At some point, the shutdown is going to end, and when it does, there's going to be some pent-up demand let loose in this economy, including on Wall Street, where the Securities and Exchange Commission not being fully staffed has meant initial public offerings just aren't being offered. But when they do start up again, the Wall Street Journal reports Slack, the workplace messaging service, is going to be right there in line. But instead of issuing its stock through a traditional IPO, Slack is said to be considering something called a direct listing instead. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains what a direct listing is and why a company might want to do one.
Usually, when a company is about to make a stock exchange debut with a traditional IPO, there's a whole bunch of people involved, investment bankers, analysts, and it costs the company a lot of money. Kathleen Wise-Hanley, finance professor at Lehigh University.
By using an underwritten process, the underwriter can often get information about how much the securities will be priced, and it can reduce the amount of volatility that occurs in the first trading day.
Then there's a direct listing. When a company bypasses the whole process and starts trading existing shares, it can be risky. Without established investors built into the offering, they're more exposed to volatility. Plus,
no company wants to have to go through the education process of doing something for the first time and getting investors used to it.
Jay Ritter, finance professor at the University of Florida, says although it's unusual for large companies to do a direct listing,
Spotify did that, and it's widely viewed as quite successfully.
And that's opened it up for companies like Slack to try a direct listing, building on their cash infusion and established brand, all without paying fees to investment banks and getting a quicker sense of the true market value of the company. Joseph Grunfest teaches corporate governance at Stanford Law School and is a former commissioner at the SEC. He says if direct offerings become more common,
then I think we may actually see a major sea change in the relationship between issuing companies and traditional investment banks.
And that could be the latest tech disruption. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.